穿好。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 5.
我们一起翻到罗马书第五章。
So the passage today will be Romans 5, verses 6 through 11.
今天我们要分享的经文是罗马的第五章第六到十一节。
However, we're going to start with verse 5.
在我们从第五节开始。
And hope does not disappoint because the love of God has been poured out within our hearts through the Holy Spirit who was given to us.
盼望不至于羞耻，因为所赐给我们的圣灵将神的爱浇灌在我们心里。
For while we were still helpless, at the right time, Christ died for the ungodly.
因我们还软弱的时候，基督就按所定的日期为罪人死。
For one will hardly die for a righteous man, though perhaps for the good man, someone would dare even to die.
为一人死是少有的，为人人死或者有敢做的。
But God demonstrates his own love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us.
唯有基督在我们还做罪人的时候为我们死，神的爱就在此向我们显明了。
Much more than, having now been justified by his blood, we shall be saved from the wrath of God through him.
现在我们既靠着他的血称义，就更要借着他免去神的愤怒。
For while we were enemies, we were reconciled to God through the death of his son. Much more, having been reconciled, we shall be saved by his life.
因为我们做仇敌的时候，且借着神儿子的死，得与神和好，既已和好，就更要因他的身得救了。
And not only this, but we also exult in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have now received the reconciliation.
不但如此，我们既借着我主耶稣基督得与神和好，也就借着他以神为乐。
First John 4, verses 9 through 10.
约翰一书四章九到十节。
1 John 4, 9-10 By this the love of God was manifested in us, that God has sent his only begotten Son into the world, so that we might live through him.
约翰一书四章九到十节，神差他独生子到世间来，使我们借着他得生，神爱我们的心在此就显明了。
In this is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins.
不是我们爱神，乃是神爱我们，差他的儿子为我们的罪做了挽回祭，这就是爱了。
Ephesians 3:17-19.
以弗所书三章十七到十九节。
Ephesians 3:17-19. So that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, and that you being rooted and grounded in love.
以弗所书三章十七到十九节，十七节，使基督因你们的信住在你们心里，叫你们的爱心有根有基。
May be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and length and height and depth.
能以和众圣徒一同明白基督的爱是何等长阔高深。
And to know the love of Christ which surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled up to all the fullness of God.
并知道这爱是过于人所能测度的，便叫神一切所充满的充满了你们。
So let's return to Romans 5 and put our hand in it and we'll have a word of prayer.
我们再把我们的圣经翻到罗马书第五章，我们一同来看这些经文。
And we'll have a word of prayer.
我们现在有些祷告。
And Father, we ask that you would fill us with your love.
父啊，我们求你用你的爱来充满我们。
That it's your presence today that fills us and gives us joy.
在你的同在的里面，我们一同喜乐。
That we are here in a congregation to praise you.
我们在聚会当中来赞美你。
And we ask that your love would cause our hearts to burn.
你的爱在我们心中让我们再一次燃烧。
And we ask that your word would be the two-edged sword to operate in us.
你的话成为那两刃的利剑，在我们心中做工。
So we want to commit to you this time.
我们把这个时间恭敬在你的手中。
We pray this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
奉我主耶稣基督的名。
Amen. In 1979, around 50 American diplomats and staff were taken hostage from the U.S. Embassy in Iran's capital of Tehran.
大约在1979年有50名美国的外观人员他们被伊朗人、作为这个人质绑架在伊朗的总那个首都
德黑兰 They were kept separately around Iran to prevent the U.S. military from attempting a rescue mission to find them all in one place
他们被分别关押在不同的地方防止、美国的军队去那里营救
They were subjected to psychological and physical harm, each passing day not knowing whether anyone else in the world cared about them. And after 444 days, they were placed onto a plane.
444天以后，他们被带到一架飞机上面。
And that plane took off and landed in West Germany, where they were greeted by President Carter, Vice President Mondale, and their families.
当飞机降落在西德，他们看见了总统卡特和副总统蒙代尔和他的家人的时候。
And when they saw the smiling faces of Carter and their families, all of them knew that they were now safe, destined to go home.
当他们看见卡特总统和家人们的笑脸的时候，这时候他们才真正的相信他们已经自由了，可以回家了。
Although just a day earlier, when they were sitting on that runway inside the plane, they had no idea what's going to happen next.
在这前一天，当他们坐在这个飞机，在那个机场的那个跑道上面的时候，他们仍然不知道下面将要发生什么。
They were supposedly free, but was this a cruel joke?
他们应该是要得到自由，但这个是不是又是另外一个残酷的、有玩笑
？And several mentioned years later that that moment was the most nerve-wracking time in all of their captivity.
有几个人以后回想到这个时候的时候，说到那一天其实是他们心中最具紧张的一天。
But once they left Iranian airspace and saw the smiling U.S. president.They knew that they were truly free.
当他们离开了伊朗的领空，来到、西德，看见微笑的那个总统的脸的时候，他们这时候才真正相信他们得着了自由。
Last time we talked about how this story relates to the assurance of salvation.
上次我们讲到这个故事是讲我们的救恩的确据。
We were similarly released from a lengthy captivity.
我们也是同样从我们长期的这样的囚禁中被释放。
But sometimes in our hearts there's still doubt and uncertainty.
但我们的心仍然常常会怀疑。
So God arranged it to be so that we would know the assurance of salvation so that we are saved, that we are saved and truly saved.
所以呢，神就这样子的安排，让我们能够知道我们的救恩是有确据，我们真的是得救了。
Yet we left something out of that Iranian hostage story.
但是我们却是遗漏了一些的细节。
Not everyone was thankful to President Carter when they stepped off the plane.
在这个事件当中，不是每一个人当时都会在那里感激卡特总统。
They knew that they were going home, but some refused to shake his hand.
他们知道他们要回家，但是有的人甚至拒绝与卡特总统。
Why is that?
握手。为什么是这样呢？
Because they incorrectly assumed that Carter didn't do anything for them.To save them during those 444 days.
因为他们错误的理会，觉得卡特总统在这444天里面没有做任何的事情把他们带回家里。
However, over the next few years, when they learned about Carter's political sacrifices, personal sacrifices, military and diplomatic effort,
所以在以后的几年中，他们知道了卡特总统在他的外交、军事或者政治，他个人的层面上的牺牲以后
，Those who refused to shake his hand then ended up being good friends with him.
当时拒绝与卡特总统握手的，以后成了他的好朋友。
Likewise, today's passage shows how we were completely unaware of what God went through to save us.
同样今天我们要在这里讲的就是我们对神的救恩其实我们也一无所知他所做的牺牲
And we want to see how necessary it was for God to demonstrate his love to provide his love as the main assurance of salvation
所以我们必须在这里看见神他要将他的爱显明出来好叫我们里面实在得着这个确据这个救恩是稳固的
So we want to see the context first of this passage Romans Chapter 5, verses 6 through 11.
我们要来先看一下这些经文的背景，就是罗马书五章六到十一节的。
So far in Romans, Paul has been describing the good news of the gospel.
在罗马书中，我们一直看见保罗在那里描述福音的好消息。
All people are sinners, unrighteous, not able to meet the righteous requirement of God.
因为所有的人都是不义的罪人都不能满足神公义的要求
But God loved the world sent his son Jesus to die on the cross
但是神爱世人将他的独生子赐给我们为我们而死
Taking the penalty of sin on our behalf
代替了我们该受的罪的刑罚
And as a result of believing in Jesus we receive salvation and are justified which means to be declared righteous
因为我们相信我们就得救而且被称义称为有义神的义
So at the beginning of Romans 5 Paul starts with the word therefore having been justified by faith to show what happens now after justification
所以在第五章的开始这个英文的开始是说到所以在这里让我们看见这个得救以后的结果
Now that we're justified, we receive assurance of that justification.
当我们得救被称义以后，我们就得着这个称义的结果。
And we mentioned that the reason we need assurance is because God's salvation is so great and unthinkable.
而我们需要得着这样的确据，因为这样子的救恩是何等的浩大，而且让我们没法想象。
We are condemned at one point.To eternal separation from God, and now we are accepted forever in union with God.
曾经我们是永远的被咒诅与神分离，而今天我们却是能够与神一同连结。
If salvation were not so great, then we would not need assurance.
因为若是这个救恩不那么浩大，我们可能不需要这样的确据。
If someone were to promise us a penny, and were going to assure us that they're going to give it to us, we don't want that assurance.
若是有个人他欠我们一个铜板他假如想要给我们这样的确据要还给我们我们说不要给我们这个确据
Because that sounds like a hassle
这个听起来却是一个麻烦
But if you get an amazing job offer and that has a good salary you want to ask for it in writing
但是若是你得着一个工作这个工作实在是一个非常好的有很好的工资我们一定需要它把它写下来
So we need assurance that salvation is real and complete and secure
所以我们在这里需要有这样子的确据这个救恩是完全的是有确据的是稳固的
And at the beginning of Romans 5 there are three results of salvation that give us assurance
在罗马书的第五章的开头给我们看见有这样三个这样的确据
First is peace with God
第一是与神相合
That now there's no condemnation because we have been forgiven of our sins
因着我们的罪得赦免我们就不再受永远的咒诅
And thus we're reconciled and have this good relationship with God
而我们与神有了这个和好的这样子的关系
The second is hope of the glory of God
第二个就是有份于神荣耀的盼望
That we can look to the future with hope because we are destined to glory with the Son of God
我们可以带着这样的盼望想望着未来因为我们的受造的最终的目的就是要得着神他的荣耀
And the third is the assurance which is the hope in tribulation
第三个就是我们在患难中仍然有盼望
That we can have hope in the tribulations we faceBecause we know that all things will work together for good.
我们在盼望中仍然，我们在患难中仍然有盼望，因为我们知道万事相互效力，让爱神的人得益处。
And finally, in verse 5, it transitions by saying that the Holy Spirit is now given to us.
在第五节这边有个转折，说到借着神的灵，把神的爱浇灌在我们心中。
He's the one who pours out the love of God within our hearts.
他是那位把神的爱浇灌在我们心中的。
God loves giving himself the Spirit as the best assurance.
神的爱借着圣灵在我们里面做最好的确据。
1 Corinthians 2 says, Now we have received not the Spirit of the world.
在哥林多前书第二章说到，我们所领受的并不是世上的灵。
But the Spirit who is from God.
乃是从神来的灵。
So that we may know the things freely given to us by God.
叫我们能知道神开恩赐给我们的事。
So this Holy Spirit is given to us so that we would know the love of God.
所以神将这个圣灵赐给我们，好叫我们能认识神的爱。
And that's important because if we don't know the love of God, we cannot live a solid Christian life.
这非常重要。若我们不知道、不认识神的爱，我们不可能过一个稳固的基督徒的生活。
It is that foundational.
这个是信仰的根基。
If you don't know it well, then our growth will be abnormal. Our faith will be unstable.
若是我们不认识神的爱，我们基督徒的这个生命长大就有问题，而且我们这个信仰就不稳固。
Because some people would think, oh yeah, you need to know these religious teachings. You need to know and do these religious activities.
但有些人会认为我们需要知道这个教义或者那个宗教的一些仪式。
But this chapter shows that we really need to know the love of God so that everything will fall into the right place.
但这段经文里面给我们看见，我们实在必须知道的是神的爱，这样我们就能够自然而然的与神建立这样的关系。
Already in this phrase, poured out within our hearts.
在这里我们看见浇灌这个词。
It hints at the greatness of the love of God.
实在那里告诉我们这个爱是何等的大。
Poured out suggests that this is an overwhelming flood that comes from above, not just a few drops.
这个不是只说到这一点点的爱，而是说到满溢而出的，像洪流一样的到了我们的心上。
At Jesus' baptism by the Jordan, in the Jordan River by John the Baptist.
我们知道主耶稣他在约旦河受施洗约翰的洗。
The Holy Spirit descended on Jesus like a dove.
当时圣灵如同仿佛鸽子降在他的身上。
The Spirit was poured out to anoint Jesus for his earthly ministry.
圣灵在这里膏他，好叫我们的主耶稣开始在那地上的执事。
Similarly, when Jesus ascended to heaven and sat down at the right hand of the Father,
同样，当我们的主回到升天到父的宝座的右边的时候，
the Spirit was poured down on his head and flowed to the rest of his body, the church.
圣灵同样浇灌在他的头上，一直流到身上，身体就是教会。
That day of Pentecost, the church was born.
在五旬节那一天，教会就这样子生出来了。
By the Holy Spirit, the church was baptized into one body, united with the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以借着圣灵，教会与我们的主一同教会也被受浸，连于我们的主耶稣基督。
So just as Jesus' physical body had to be anointed to begin his earthly ministry,
就像我们主的身体在地上服事的时候，他需要被圣灵来膏。
So the church as his mystical body needs to be anointed to begin its spiritual ministry.
那这个奥秘的身体也同样需要圣灵的浇灌。
And it's through this union of Christ and the church that we receive the same life of Christ.
借着这样子的生命的有机的这样的联合，我们的身体教会也可以在地上开始。
And the Spirit is the agent of fellowship between Christ and the church.
这个圣灵就是成为这个工作的这个中保、连结、元首和身体。
The Spirit pours out the love of God so that we would know how unchanging, how infinite this love is.
所以圣灵将神的爱浇灌在我们心中，让我们知道这个爱是这样子的，永远不改变。
It's all from the shared life already inside of us.
这个已经在我们的心中，当我们得救的时候。
So now let's outline verses 6 through 11.
接下来我们来看一下第6到第7节的这个纲要。
The main idea is that the love of God is the greatest assurance of our salvation.
主要的这个题目是说到神的爱是我们得救的最大的确据。
Verses 6 through 7 is about the motivation behind salvation.
第六、第七节说到神的爱是救恩的动机。
Why did he save helpless sinners?
为什么他要拯救我们软弱的罪人？
Verse 8 is about the appreciation of salvation.
第八节讲到这个救恩的，对救恩的感恩。
The love of God is demonstrated through salvation so that we will come to know his love.
透过救恩，神的爱显明出来，我们就可以认识神的爱。
And verses 9 through 11 is about the security of salvation.
9到11节讲述的是救恩的保障。
The love of God guarantees and eternally secures our salvation.
神的爱保证这个永远坚固的我们的救恩。
Starting from verses 6 through 7, this first point, God's love is the motivation of his salvation.
我们看第6到第7节开始看到神的爱是施行救恩的动机。
For while we were still helpless, at the right time, Christ died for the ungodly.
当我们还软弱的时候，基督就按所定的日期为罪人死。
For one will hardly die for a righteous man, though perhaps for the good man, someone would dare even to die.
为一人死是少有的，为人人死或者有敢做的。
Now, if you're at a social gathering, we generally want to talk to the people we think are lovely or lovable.
在一般的社交的聚会当中，我们通常会愿意跟那些比较可爱的、有趣的人来交谈。
We want to talk to people who are popular and interesting.
那些受欢迎的、有趣的这些人来交谈。
And we want to ignore and don't pay too much attention to those who are unlovely and unlovable.
而会忽略那些不引人喜欢的 不受欢迎的人。
But God is different.
但是神却不同。
His eyes gravitate to those who are unlovely, unlovable, and unloved.
但我们的神却不同，因为他特别留意那些不可爱的、不被爱的、也无人爱的人。
When God found infant Jerusalem, she was helpless and ignored by her Canaanite neighbors.
当我们的神发现这个耶路撒冷城的时候，那个城当时是被灵蛇所忽略的。
He says in Ezekiel, no one looks with pity on you.
在以西结书说到，没有一眼顾惜你。
To have compassion for you.
为你做一件这样的事，怜爱你。
Rather, you are thrown out into an open field.
你却被抛在田野间。
For you are abhorred on the day you are born.
因为你生下来的日子是令人厌恶的。
When everyone ignores
当人人都忽略这些的话，
God took her in.
但是神却把她接受过来。
That they were completely helpless.
他们当时是无助的。
But now received help.
但是他们现在却得着了帮助。
And after a rainstorm, you might find a wriggling earthworm on your driveway.
暴雨过后，你可能会发现车道上有那么一条蚯蚓在那里蠕动。
And in a few hours, the sun comes out.
但是几个小时以后太阳就出来。
And it will be shriveled up if not rescued immediately.
若不是被拯救的话，它很快就会干而死。
In the same pitiable, helpless situation, Christ died for us.
同样在这样可怜无助的光景中，基督为我们死。
That's why he says that this is at the right time, salvation is not a second thought.
所以在这里说到在这个日期锁定的日期的时候，是说到他所做的这一切不是临时的起意。
It was not an unplanned accident.
也不是一个没有计划的一个特突发的事件。
God had in mind a right and perfect time to accomplish salvation when we were still helpless.
所以神他早就已经安排好在这个最好的时间他要来施行他的拯救。
So why did we fall into the state?Of helpless condition.
那我们怎么会到达这个无助的地步呢？
Helpless means that it is impossible to save yourself.
这个说到我们没有办法自救的这样的一个光景。
Instead, we were as far away as possible from God.
我们跟神是那样的远离。
Luke 15 gives four pictures that shows the range of human helplessness.
在路加福音十五章描述了这样四种的人软弱的光景。
Lost means that you're far away from home and you don't even know the direction to get home.
这边说到失迷，是因为你已经不知道家在哪里，而且不知道怎样回家。
The lost coin shows that it did not take our conscious action to get lost.
这里说到的不是他有意故意想要失落的。
We simply found ourselves lost.
我们可能就已经发觉我们自己已经失落。
We are sinners not because we sin, but because we were born sinners.
我们是罪人，不是因为我们犯罪，而是因为我们生来就是个罪人。
The lost sheep, though, showed that we were lost through our own ignorance.
这个迷失的羊说到了，我们是这样子的一个无知。
That we foolishly wandered away from God.
我们在那里愚蠢的、愚拙的，我们离开了我们的神。
That Romans 1:21 says, For even though they knew God, they did not honor him as God or give thanks, but they became futile in their speculations, and their foolish hearts was darkened.
这个罗马书1:21这里说到，他们虽然知道神，却不当作神荣耀他，也不感谢他。他们的思念变为虚妄，无知的心就昏暗了。
Professing to be wise, they became fools.
自称为聪明，反成了愚拙。
So although we forgot God, God did not forget us.
虽然我们忘记了神，但是神却不忘记我们。
And finally, the prodigal son parable had two lost sons.
最后我们看见这个浪子的比喻里面有两个失迷的儿子。
The younger son willfully disobeyed the father.
这个小儿子是故意的在那里背逆他的父亲。
And the older son had a hardened heart to the father's love.
但是大儿子对父有这样的刚硬的心，对父的爱他却是那样的刚硬。
We likewise willfully disobeyed God and had a hardened heart towards his love.
同样我们就是这样的人，一个是我们在那故意在那里顶撞背逆我们的神，另外我们对神的爱是这样的刚硬。
So Romans 1 also says, although they knew the ordinance of God, and that those who practice such things are worthy of death.
在罗马书一章同样有这样的说，他们虽然知道神却不当作，他们虽然知道神判定行这样事的人是当死的。
They not only do these things, butAlso give hearty approval to those who practice them.
然而他们不但自己去行，还喜欢别人去行。
Therefore, we are helpless because we are ungodly.
我们之所以软弱，是因为我们这样子的不敬虔，这样子的罪人。
There is nothing we could do to find or earn salvation.
我们没有任何的可能来做什么来得着这个救恩，来回到主面前。
There's this phrase, for while we were still helpless.At the right time, Christ died for the ungodly.
所以在这里我们看见，因我们还软弱的时候，基督就按锁定的日期为罪人死。
And then verse 7 shows that on top of that, humans are self-centered and reluctant to give up their life.
那在第七节我们看见人是这样的自我中心，不愿意牺牲自己的生命。
They may dare to give their life for someone good or righteous, but definitely not to someone ungodly or unrighteous.
他们也许会为人人或者义人来舍命，但是绝对不会为的不浅不义的人来死。
Because when we look at people that we dislike, we list out in our minds the reasons why we dislike them.
当我们遇见我们不喜欢的人，我们心中可能就在那里列举我们为什么不喜欢他的地方。
But we're blind to the fact that everything on that list is actually something in our hearts.
我们却不知道所有列举的这些缺点其实在我们身上都有。
We could think of the most unrighteous person in the world in our heads.
我们可能会在脑子里头想到这个是最最不敬虔的人。
That person might be a lying, a murdering abuser.
可能是这一个说谎的人是一个是一个罪犯，是一个偷盗的人。
But those lies, those hate, those abuse are also in our hearts.
但是这个这个说谎的或者是在那里恨人的或者是在那里家暴的人在我们身上都有。
We overlook those sins on our hearts thinking that we are good and righteous.
我们却忽略了在我们身上所存在的，我们以为我们自己是有义的。
The humans may save the righteous, but definitely they're not saving the sinner.
但是人只能在那里救那些在人看来是义的，但是对罪人却是无动于衷。
Christ, though, willingly offered his own life to save the ungodly.
但是我们这位神，他就是甘愿为我们死，为了拯救我们这些罪人。
After Jesus called Matthew, Matthew had a reception for his tax collector friends to meet Jesus.
当耶稣呼召马太跟随他以后，马太就在自己家中设摆宴席，请了他律那个税吏的朋友。
The Pharisees and scribes are all grumbling.
这些法利赛人和文士不满的在那里啊质问耶稣。
Why do you eat and drink with tax collectors and sinners?
你们为什么和税吏罪人一同吃喝呢？
Jesus answered, "It is not healthy the healthy that need a physician, but the sick."
耶稣回答说，无病的人用不着医生，有病的才用得着。
I've not called the righteous to repentance, but sinners.
我本来不是召义人悔改，乃是召罪人悔改。
And because this shows that God's love so much more exceeds human love, it is a reliable love.
在这里我们看见神的爱是何等的远超人的爱，所以这是一个完全可信赖的。
This first section shows us that because human love is fallible,
我们在这里看见这一部分，看到人的爱是不能长久的。
But God's love is infallible.
但是神的爱却是永久的。
And therefore, salvation can be secured by God's love.
所以我们说神的救恩实在是因着神的爱是可以得着永固的。
Then the second phrase is now, second point is verse 8, which is the appreciation of salvation.
第二部分讲到的是对救恩的感恩与珍惜。
So far in Romans, we have not heard about God demonstrating His love in our salvation.
到现在为止，罗马书里还没有讲到神将他的爱显明出来。
So far, the main point has been that God demonstrates His righteousness and salvation.
我们只看见了神显明他的公义，借着他的救恩。
Remember, we were emphasizing Romans 3:25-26.
我们看见在罗马书3:25-26。
About Christ whom God displayed publicly as a propitiation in his blood through faith. This was to demonstrate his righteousness, because in the forbearance of God he passed over the sins previously committed.
神设立耶稣做挽回祭，是凭着耶稣的血，借着人的信要显明神的义，因为他用忍耐的心宽容人先时所犯的罪。
For the demonstration, I say, of his righteousness at the present time, so that he would be just and the justifier of the one who has faith in Jesus.
好在今时显明他的义，使人知道他自己为义，也称信耶稣的人为义。
Righteousness explains why God can be just, someone who judges sin.
我们在这里看到神的公义是说到他在那里被人议论的时候，他是义的。
At the same time that he is the justifier, someone who forgives sin.
在另外一方面又看到他是称人为义，赦免人的罪的那一位。
Because Christ as propitiation took on himself both the sin and the penalty of sin on the cross.
因为耶稣他自己亲自成为挽回祭，担当了罪和罪的刑罚。
So salvation demonstrates God's righteousness as the foundation.
在这里看见救恩在那里显明这个公义是救恩的根基。
And on that basis, then now Paul demonstrates, that God demonstrates that His love is the motivation for salvation.
保罗在这里也证明，神要证明他的那个爱是这个得救的根基动机。
So in John 3:16 terms, God so loved the world is the why, and God sent His only Son is the how.
在约翰福音3:16看见主他在那里说他爱世人，这说到为什么，也说到他差遣他的独生爱子来到世上，说到他是怎样来爱。
So it says, but God demonstrates His own love toward us.
在这里看见神显明他向着我们的爱。
That God is always pleased to demonstrate and prove His character to us.
我看见神他在这里乐意在那里彰显而且证明他自己爱的本质。
Because if he doesn't reveal, if he doesn't demonstrate, there's no way a human would know.
若是他不启示也不显明他的自己，我们没有办法来认识。
That spiritual reality is that high.
这个属灵的实际是如此的高。
And unless that spiritual reality is revealed, we cannot receive it by faith.
若不是借着他向我们彰显，我们不能凭着信来认识。
So he's constantly demonstrating, enlightening, and revealing himself.
所以他一直不停地在那里启示、显明，来彰显他自己。
And the second reason is because then we can have true fellowship and exchange of love.
第二个原因是因着这样子借着这样我们可以与他有交通，真实的得着他的爱。
If we imagine, so God demonstrating His love, if it was not shown, it would just be blank events.
我们在这里看我们的神的爱，若是他不是向我们彰显出来的话，那只是一个空空的在一个口头的话。
There's no fire, there's no love, there's no exchange between two parties.
在这里没有这个彼此的这个互相的感恩珍惜，也没有那样的爱。
If he did not demonstrate his love, then how would we know to be able to then love him back with our heart, our soul, and our mind?
若是他不彰显他自己的爱，我们怎能用我们的心、用我们的魂和用我们的力量来爱他
？For ourselves.Think about when was it that you first appreciated that your parents loved you?
我们来想一想，我们是什么时候第一次来感激我们的父母呢？
Probably not when you're a baby crying on the plane.
可能不是你在飞机上面当像那个做一个 baby 做一个婴孩在那里哭的时候。
But probably when you got older and realized the sacrifice of your parents.
而是慢慢等你长大以后，你明白。父母的牺牲。
My friend who's an artist, he had to prepare a portfolio in high school.
我有一个学艺术的朋友，他在高中毕业之前，他要准备一个就是作品集。
In order to enter an art college.
这样子可以申请艺术学校。
And his mother would have to drive 3 hours every weekend.
他的母亲每个周末要开车3个小时。
To New York City, and she would just stay in the car the whole day.
完了在到纽约，完了她要在这个车里坐上一整天。
While that art class was happening.
等候这个艺术课的结束。
And this might be small compared with everything that a parent does in the daily care of a child.
这个可能比起每一天父母在那里带孩子抚养孩子的那些来说是微不足道。
But it's that sacrifice that made my friend realize the sacrifice and love of the parents.
因为这样的牺牲也让我的朋友知道父母对他的爱和牺牲。
And likewise, God's agape love is so much higher and deeper than we can think.
同样我们知道神的爱那个永远绝对的爱比人的爱要远超很多。
We did not know how much he loved us.
我们不知道他究竟爱我们多少。
But from this passage, we know that when he demonstrated his love through salvation, we faintly started to appreciate it.
从这一段经文，我们看见当神将他的爱显明出来的时候，我们开始来感谢，来珍惜。
We only start to appreciate if it's demonstrated, if we know.
我们只有当这个爱显明出来，我们明白以后，我们才能来珍惜。
Like the Iranian hostages, they only started to appreciate Carter once they knew.How much he sacrificed for them.
所以这些在伊朗做过人质的这些，他们只有等他们知道了卡特总统所做的这些牺牲，他们才来珍惜。
Therefore, the more that we know of God's love, then the more we can, in response, love God back.
所以只有当我们对神的爱越多的明白了解，我们越能回过头来爱我们
的主。And then we realize how undeserving we were of it.
我们也明白我们是何等的不配他的爱。
We sense that it is a wonder that God loves even me.
我们甚至会觉得这真是何等的奇妙，神竟然爱我。
And the action that demonstrates his love is his death, Christ's death.
这个神爱我们的行为就是基督为我们死。
It's Christ's death for us.
是主耶稣为我们死。
1 John 4:9 says that by this the love of God was manifested in us.That God has sent His only begotten Son into the world that we might live through Him.
在约翰一书四章九节说到，神差他独生子到世间来，使我们借着他得生。神爱我们的心再次就显明了。
In this is love, not that we love God, but that He loved us and sent His Son to be the propitiation for our sins.
第十节，不是我们爱神，乃是神爱我们。差他的儿子为我们的罪做了挽回祭，这就是爱了。
Of all the events in Christ's life, the single event that demonstrates it is Christ's death.
那么多的爱的里面，我们看见这独一这一件事是主为我们死。
That's because it's only Christ's death itself is the mechanism by which we're saved.
因为正是因为借着主耶稣的死，我们可以得救。
Because there was a substitution where Christ took our place.
因为主做了我们的替代，在我们的地位上做了我们的替代。
I want to read a quote from John Stott. He said, "The essence of our sin is we human beings substituting ourselves for God."
我在这里要读一段约翰斯多德的写到的这句话，说罪的本质在于我们人类取代神的位置，而救恩的本质乃于神取代我们的位置。
While the essence of our salvation is God substituting Himself for us.
而救恩的本质是在于神取代了我们的位置。
We put ourselves where only God deserves to be.
我们把自己放在只有神才配得的位置。
God put Himself where we deserve to be.
而神却把自己放在我们本该去的位置。
That's why God demonstrates His own love for us in that while we are yet sinners,Christ died for us.
所以在这里看见神的爱被显明出来，当我们还软弱的时候，他为我们而死。
Verses 9 through 11 is about the security of salvation.
在第九到十一节里面看见的是救恩的保障。
We wonder if eternal doom is so terrible, will we be safe from it?
我们看见如果永远的这个沉沦和毁灭是这样的可怕，我们可能从中得救吗？
So Paul has to prove that the love of God can guarantee us an eternally secure salvation.
在这里保罗要证明给我们看神的爱是这样子的稳固，好叫我们知道这个救恩是稳固的。
To even pass through the final judgment.
无论怎样到了最终这个判决的时候，我们仍然可以得救。
So let's take a look at 9 through 10.
我们一起来看第九、第十节。
In the original, there is this term therefore or then in, you have that in Chinese too, and it starts off with therefore in verse 9.
在第九节一开始是说到所以，这个在中文里头是没有的。
Which summarizes so far how the love of God is giving us assurance.
这里在那里看见是神的爱是怎样把这个确据给我们。
Much more than having now been justified by His blood, we shall be saved from the wrath of God through Him.
现在我们既靠着他的血称义，就更要借着他免去神的愤怒。在这里看见就更要这个词。
For if while we were enemies, we were reconciled to God through the death of His Son, much more having been reconciled.We shall be saved by His life.
因为我们做仇敌的时候，且借着神儿子的死得与神和好，既和好，就更要因他的身得救了。在这里又看到就更要。
So 9 and 10 are two parallel phrases, both with the phrase, we shall be saved.
在第九、第十节里面，让我们同时看见我们将要得救。
And then each of these verses has a phrase, much more,The phrase much more to set up a contrast between two unequal things.
在这里我们看到同样在这两节里面都有这个字就更要，好像在那里让我们看见有一个不对等的比较。
We want to trace the much more because that's what gives us the certainty and assurance.
我们要一同来看就更要这个词，让我们看见是因为这个好叫我们得着这个确据。
Meaning, if God did some action in the past, then He will surely do that action in the future.
在这里看见的是神在过去所做成的，在将来他仍然要做。
Or, in other words, if He did the very important first step, then He for sure will complete the final step being to be saved from the future judgment.
我们在这里看见他已经开始完成了这个最重要的起步，第一步。他必定要完成将来的最后一步。
That Singapore does not have too much crime.
在那个新加坡没有太多的犯罪。
But what makes the front page news is if the subway comes 2 minutes late.
假如说我们看见有那个列车火车晚点两分钟都会上那个报纸的头条。
For NJ Transit, it might be 2 days late that makes the front page news.
但是纽约的这个火车 New Jersey 的 Transit 可能要晚了两天才会上那个 那个新闻的头条。
The Singapore subway system, the mass rapid transit, is that reliable?
所以我们知道在新加坡这样子的捷运系统是这样子的可信赖。
If the train has left the starting terminal station, you have assurance that it will reach the ending terminal station.
所以当它已经从这个出发点已经开出来的话 你一定相信它最终会到达这个终点。
That in pause terms,that you can say that a train in Singapore that has left the starting terminal station, much more it will reach the terminal station.
所以在保罗所用的这个词好像就是说他既已经从起点出发那他就更要在终点结束。
First, much more, because we are justified by his blood,
第一个就更要让我们看见是因着我们主耶稣的血称义。
We shall be savedfrom the wrath of God through him.
所以我们就更要从神的愤怒中被赦免。
Essentially, because Jesus shed his blood on the cross, historical events.
我们看见在历史的记录当中我们的主耶稣在十字架上流出了宝血。
We were justified.
我们因此称义。
In the eyes of God, it's as if we've never sinned.
好像在神的眼中我们从来没有犯过罪一样。
That even at the final judgment,
所以在最后的审判的时候
That verdict will stand.
这样子的判决仍然成立
Because it was already done.
因为这已经做成
That's why Romans 5:1 starts Having been justified by faith, past tense, we were justified when we have faith.
所以在罗马书的时候是说到因着神已经做成了所以这个我们已经称义了这是说到过去完成的
We have peace with God.
我们与神有那个相合的这样的平安。
So this first much more is talking about this once and done.
这里说到第一个更就更要是说到已经做成了。
The second much more is the phrase saved by his life.
第二个就更要说到我们要因着他的身得救。
While we were enemies, we were reconciled to God through the death of his son.Much more, having been reconciled, we shall be saved by his life.
在这里我们看见因为我们做仇敌的时候且借着神儿子的死得与神和好既已和好就更要因他的身得救了。
This saved by his life is more literally saved in his life.
这里因生命这里直译来说的话是在他的生命里面得救。
This means that if we have now been united in Christ, we have his life forever.
因着我们与基督的联合，我们有他永远的生命。
If we're now in Christ, how can we be subjected to the wrath of God?
若我们今天在基督里面，我们怎能再被定罪呢？或者是受神的愤怒呢？
If God had already done the harder work, of course he can do that easier work.
因着神已经完成了更难的工作这个相对容易的他一定能做成
So to paraphrase this If God already sent his son to die for enemies
在这里我们看若是主已经神已经差他的儿子为我们这个做罪人的时候就来死了
Then he will surely preserve us and save us now that we're his children
所以他更要来拯救我们因为今天我们成了他的儿女
Therefore once you're saved you're forever saved
所以在这里说到我们一次得救我们就永远得救
And finally, verse 11 summarizes this whole section by giving the response
在这里我们看到第十一节在所有的这一些都被总结起来说到
It says, we also exult in God through our Lord Jesus Christ through whom we have now received the reconciliation
也要借着我主耶稣基督以神为乐
Exult just means joying, having joy.
这里说到喜乐，就是说我们里面充满了喜乐。
Joy is the response of a reconciled relationship with God.
因为我们与神和好，我们就有喜乐。
That the love of God naturally produces joy as the outcome.
而神的爱自然就把这样子的和好喜乐带给我们。
If you think about it, God is love. That means all his thoughts.Words and actions are based in love and motivated by love.
所以既然看见神就是爱 这就说明他所有的思想、言语和行为都是基于那个爱。
That in eternity past, the Godhead loved each other. In the persons of Godhead loved each other.
在过去的永远里面，我们看到三而一的神，他们彼此相爱。
And then God freely chose to set His love upon people to carry out a grand plan.
我们的神自由的把人也包括在这个爱的计划当中。
That love was joyful and free and settled before the foundation of the world.
而这个爱是那样的无条件白白的，在创立世界以前就已经定义了。
It was all according to the kind intention of His will.
而是照着他一直所喜悦的。
And then God's work through time is marked by love. There's no period of time when that love flagged in intensity.
所以在所有的时间当中，神所做的都是从爱中出发的。在这时间当中，他的爱从来没有减少过。
Love is the spring that propelled the clock of time into action.
所以这个爱确实是好像这个动力，让这个事件一直往前。
So even when man sinned, God was the one that sought him out to make him and her the garment of skin to promise a seed of the woman.
所以当人犯罪以后，是神主动来寻找到人，而且为他预备了一个动物的皮所做的衣服。
So that even when Jesus was about to go to the cross, in his prayer to the Father,
所以当我们的主很快在十字架上要去见父的时候，他在那里向父呼求。
He said that he wanted us to be with him forever where he is.
他要我们与他同在，只要他在哪里，我们就在哪里。
He will not have complete joy until securing every single one whom God has given him.
所以，只有等到他能够完全拯救所有赐给他的人，他的喜悦才能满足。
If we think about ourselves, where do we turn for joy?
我们想想看，我们是怎样来得着喜乐的呢？
What's the first thing you turn to when you have a spare minute of time?
当你稍微有一点空暇的时间，你第一件事情是要做什么呢？
Of course, it's to glue our eyes onto social media.
我们可能第一要做的就是拿出手机来看一些这个媒体。
Trying to find a sense of joy that can be only satisfied by the love of God.
那这个真正的喜乐只有从神那里可以得着。
It has to be something inward rather than outward.
那个爱是在里面的，不是在外面的。
The founder of the Quakers, George Fox, said something that was very helpful when he was a young man.
所以贵格会的这个创造人，那个乔治福克斯，他在年轻的时候，他是这样子的一个。
He had many different interests and hobbies.
他有许许多多的兴趣爱好。
Then he said the Spirit poured out the love of God in his heart.
但以后呢？当圣灵将爱浇灌在他心中以后
，He said that his spirit transformed a desert into a garden.
圣灵将一片的荒漠变成了花园。
It's almost like the spirit was the stream in the Arabah.
好像这个圣灵就像在阿拉巴的那个溪水一般。
What used to be dry and uninteresting and boring.
这原先是那样的枯燥乏味的事情。
Became very satisfying and interesting into a garden.
去变成了是这样子的有趣，像花园那样美丽。
And the opposite, what used to be interesting and exciting, now became dry and boring.
相反的，曾经吸引他，让他觉得很有趣的，却最后变成了这样子枯燥乏味。
That God's love displaces less satisfying substitutes of that love.
当神的爱在那里显明来代替神的爱的那个东西是这样子的乏味。
So that each day when we see Christ and His salvation more, the more that true joy just naturally wells up in your hearts.
所以每一天当我们经历更多的神的爱以后，很自然的，我们里面就是以神的事物得着更多的喜乐。
It's all founded upon this true inner relationship of us and God.
这个都是从我们与神那样子的里面的亲密的这种关系开始的。
Now we want to ask, what is the ultimate goal of appreciating the love of God?
那我们现在要问，什么是最终的目标？当我们这样子来爱神。
So Ephesians 3, Paul's prayer for the assembly was that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you being rooted and grounded in love.
在以弗所书三章，保罗为教会的祷告是这样的，他说：使基督因你们的信住在你们心里，叫你们的爱心有根有基。
May be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the length and breadth and height and depth.
能以和众圣徒一同明白基督的爱是何等长阔高深。
And this part let's pay attention to, which is to know the love of Christ which surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled up to all the fullness of God.
并知道这爱是过于人所能测度的，便叫神一切所充满的，充满了你们。
This is a very big statement that knowing the love of Christ leads to the church being filled up to all the fullness of God.
请注意，这是一个非常重要的这句话，说到认识基督的爱。便叫神一切所充满的，充满了你们。
That the love of God in Christ accomplishes a great purpose.
神的爱在这里要完成一个这样子的目标。
Not just rescuing us from wrath, not just rescuing us from sin, the effects of sin.
这不是仅仅的要救我们脱离神的愤怒，脱离罪。
It's Christ's love leading us to the fullness.Of God, all the fullness of God.
但神的爱要带我们来经历神的丰满。
How is that possible? Because we were so godly and hostile and helpless.
这怎么可能？因为我们是这样子的软弱，我们这样子的顶撞神。
And on the other hand, God is so holy and glorious and loving.
而神从另外一方面来看，他是这样的圣洁，这样子的荣耀。
How can He then take?Someone in the first condition and raise them together to become the vessel for the fullness of God.
这 把我们这样子的一个、第一种情形下面的这样子一同带到主的里面，最后我们可以成为他爱的器皿。
That's why the hour we believe, Christ had to dwell into our hearts as through the Holy Spirit.
所以当我们信主的那一刻开始，圣灵已经住在我们里面。
And that indwelling spirit needs to be known to us in experience.
这个内住的圣灵是要让我们来经历的。
We let the Holy Spirit continually pour out and shed abroad His love.
让圣灵在我们里面一直不停的浇灌，在那里让我们能够感觉到神的爱的存在。
And then that love will touch every area of our life.Transforming our will, our emotions, our thoughts.
让这个爱来触摸我们生活、生命的每一部分，就是我们的意志、情感和心思。
And then that love of Christ overflows us, and we share with our brothers and sisters.
所以当这个爱能够满意而彰显出来的时候，我们就可以分享给弟兄姐妹。
The love will touch the spirit of one brother or one sister.
这个神的爱能够在这里触摸这个弟兄或者那个姊妹。
And then together in this fellowship, we further apprehend Christ's love together.
所以借着这样子的交通，我们可以在这里一同经历主耶稣的这个爱。
And the end point is then we are transformed and conformed into the image of God, which is Christ.
最终的目的就是让我们能够一同在这里磨成。转变成主耶稣基督的形象
Build up to all the fullness of God
来使那个神一切充满的来充满我们
So practically speaking, this then means that there's two things we should consider One, we need to maintain a continuously loving relationship with God
所以在这里、实际上是有两件事情我们要来考虑的第一个就是要 保守我们跟神之间的那个爱的那个关系
Having that daily fellowship that the Holy Spirit mediates.
借着圣灵，我们跟神每一天都有这样的交通。
And then the second is to continue in the fellowship with the saints in the assembly.
第二件事情就是我们要跟我们聚会当中的弟兄姐妹保持这样的交通。
That we can help each other grasp Christ more.
我们可以彼此相顾，在这里一同来领略主耶稣的爱。
That we can be the Priscillas and Aquilas for Apollos.
好像就是在、Apollos 亚波罗跟那个亚基拉跟那百基拉一样在神的家中
that we would be willing to listen when someone explains the way of God to us more adequately
所以我们愿意在这里听别人向我们传递神他的关于他的爱
or that we could be Philemon's who listened to Paul appealing to us to receive a fellow brother or sister that wronged us.
所以就像那个腓利门那样子，他在那里听保罗劝告，来接受曾经错待他的这个另外一个弟兄阿尼西姆。
That as a result, this knowledge would transform our walk, so that the church becomes the vessel of the glory of God.
所以这样子的认识能够在那里慢慢的转变我们的聚会，我们的教会就成为神爱的器皿。
So when we look at this passage, pulling back in conclusion,
我们来看这一段的经文，最后我们来总结。
We want to see that the vastness of the love of God was not just in that initial salvation.
我们看见神那个浩大的爱，不只是停留在仅仅的得救。
That it secures us for an eternal salvation.
实在在那里保证了我们要得着永远的这个救恩。
The demonstration of his love is for the long breath.
所以他的爱显明出来，让我们实在看见这是一个持续到永远的。
And requires the triune God all working together to drench us in this shoreless ocean of assurance.
我们这里看见在三而一的神在这里一同工作，在那里确保给我们这个救恩的这个确据。
Father God demonstrating His love by His Son's sacrifice on the cross.
我们的父在这里显明他的爱是借着主耶稣为我们而死。
And then the Holy Spirit pouring out the love of God within our hearts.
圣灵将这样子的爱浇灌在我们心中。
So that the security of our salvation is seen in the larger lens from eternity past to eternity future.
所以我们看见这样的救恩是这样子的稳固，是从过去的永远一直到将来的永远。
So in Paul's terms, who will separate us from the love of God?
用保罗的话来说，有什么能够让我们与基督的爱隔绝呢？
Or who will separate us from the love of Christ?
谁能使我们与基督的爱隔绝呢？
For I'm convinced that neither death nor life.
在这里他说到我深信无论是死是生
nor angels nor principalities
也不是天使也不是有能的
nor things present nor things to come
不是现在的事或者将来的事
nor powers nor height nor depth
是能力是高处是深处
nor any other created thing
或者是其他任何被造之物
may separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus our Lord
都不能使我们与神的爱隔绝，这爱是在我们的主耶稣基督里的。
Let's have our prayer.
我们再一起祷告。
My Father, we ask that you would continue to work in our hearts.
父啊，我们在这里祈求你继续在我们心中做工。
That we would know the love of Christ in our daily experience.
让我们能够在每一天的生活中经历认识你的爱。
That you would then transform this assembly.
你能够在我们中间让这个聚会得着改变
to be pleasing to you and reach your purpose
使你喜乐而且能够成就你自己的旨意
the purpose for which you constituted us
你在我们心在我们里面的这样的旨意
and we ask that your love would draw out further and deeper desire for Christ
你的爱吸引我们更深的渴慕愿意来听耶稣
And we pray this in the name of your son.
我们祷告是奉你儿子基督的名
Amen.
Amen.